This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Throughout 2019, our series Finding Home has focused on the region's housing challenges. Many have been left behind as the region has thrived and housing costs have boomed. One response has been to increase Charlotte's affordable housing stock. But it's also important to help people achieve financial stability. And that's the focus of our conversation today with Claudie Johnson. He heads up the Charlotte office of an organization called Self Help, which runs a credit union. Welcome, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Lisa.
What's missing in this conversation the city is having about economic mobility and affordable housing?
You know, one of the missing pieces, and it's a challenge across the country, is, you know, how do we establish, I guess, a number, you know, that is affordable? You know, because when you look at the rising prices of the homes, it's getting away from us. You know, so we definitely need to determine, you know, from a city standpoint, hey, this is affordable. Right now, the focus has been on income, you know, but those incomes, you know, are not able to keep up with, you know, the dollar price or the value of the home. So there has to be some meeting in the middle, if you will, in terms of, you know, affordable home is in that $200,000, $250,000 price point.
So with the rising housing costs, what's the primary challenge for financial stability now? Is it purely income, or is it something else you really have to keep in mind?
No, I think it is income. You know, I'm a certified financial planner, you know, by education. You know, so for me, in talking with folks, it starts and stops with individual spending plan. You know, so you as an individual need to make sure, you know, that you're keeping track of who's in your pocket. You know, how much are you spending on housing? How much are you spending on transportation, you know, food and things of that nature?
What programs are available to achieve homeownership through self-help?
You know, from a homeownership, our credit scoring process, when you think about qualifications, is lower than a lot of the other credit unions. If you're not even at that credit score, what we offer is a credit builder type loan, you know, to allow you to get a loan, you know, pay it back over, you know, a 6 month year time period. And as you're making those on time payments, obviously that's being reflective in your credit report. And then now we're helping you boost up your credit score to enable you now to qualify, you know, for the home loan. You know, we qualify individuals at a lower credit score, 580 specifically, whereas most banks are probably in, you know, the 620, 640, 650 range. You know, so you automatically are going to expand, you know, your pool of applicants. But even with that, because we understand life happens, some folks may not even be at that 580. You know, so we have a loan program, again, that we call Credit Builder, you know, that where someone, it's almost like a secured credit card type process, you know, or type of account, but without the high fees that are associated with that, because it's a loan product with us, where you become a member, you put monies into an account, you know, let's say $200, $500, and then we lend you that same money, and then you repay it back over time. And then by making on-time payments, because on-time payments represent 35% of your credit score, it's the highest percentage. So by you making those on-time payments, that automatically is going to serve as a booster to your credit score to hopefully get you up to that minimum level that we require of 580.
And so, I mean, you could start out taking loans out for rent and then building that history until ultimately you can get a home loan.
Correct. And then we also use alternative, you know, because, you know, people that rent, again, they may not have credit, you know, where they've paid cash for cars and things of that nature, but they've never missed a rent payment, you know, so we can get that documentation that they've never missed a rent payment. We can get documentation that they've always paid their Duke, you know, bill on time. If they have gas, they've always paid their BMOT, you know, bill on time, where a lot of banks, you know, that's something that's new and becoming part of the conversation. But that's been part of our processing, you know, for from an eligibility or qualification standpoint.
What other obstacles do you see with home ownership?
Down payment is huge. Obviously, again, we talked about credit, you know, and that is a big impediment. But down payment assistance, you know, at a minimum, if you're doing FHA, a minimum 3%. But in most cases, we're back to 20% to avoid PMI. So a lot of you know, homeowners can't afford that 20%. So we offer down payment assistance. We have resources that we can maybe utilize that are from the city or maybe from the state, things of that nature that the North Carolina has put in place that we can leverage, you know, to use as down payments, you know, and it's in the, typically in the form of a grant. Sometimes it's a forgivable loan.
That's Claudie Johnson with Self Help. Thanks, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Lisa.
And this conversation is part of our series, Finding Home, WFAE's weekly look at housing challenges and community changes throughout the Charlotte area. You can go to wfae.org/findinghome to read and listen to all of our stories in the series. Support for Finding Home is provided by Lowe's Home Improvement.